Good morning. This is Eric Anderson, field crops educator with Michigan State University Extension, and this is your weekly Ag Update. Our field crops team hosts a free weekly online presentation for growers and agribusiness professionals called the Virtual Breakfast Series. It runs on Thursday mornings from 7 to 7:30. I'll tell you how you can join future meetings in a minute, so get ready with a pen and paper. The session this week featured MSU's weed diagnostics specialist, Aaron Hill, talking about harvesting weed seeds. Aaron highlighted the team at MSU's Plant and Pest Diagnostics on campus that covers insects, diseases, nematodes, and weeds. They identify species from quality photos and samples sent to their lab, and she tracks herbicide resistance in counties throughout the state. She receives 70 seed samples each year for screening for herbicide resistance. When they receive mature seed, they then need to break dormancy, which can take up to 6 weeks before spraying with the herbicides. Mature seed for summer annuals is usually present between late August and October. They will screen for the herbicide issue you suspect, but will also include up to 7 herbicide families in their testing that have known resistance issues globally. When collecting seed, pool samples from 5 or more plants in a field suspected to have resistance issues. Samples are due by mid-November. Send several hundred to several thousand mature seed to ensure their ability to conduct all screening. Aaron went into the specifics of how to identify mature seeds and where to look for them on marestail, common lamb's quarter, common and giant ragweed, Palmer amaranth, and water hemp. Hint, you may need to bring a magnifying glass to see the dark color and important details of the seed. Seal samples in paper bags, not plastic, within a cardboard box and include a completed submission form. Screening is free for those with soybean in the rotation, courtesy of Michigan Soybean Promotion Committee. Otherwise, it is $90 per test. Results may take up to 3 to 4 months, depending on the species and the volume of submissions they have to work through. Aaron created a helpful fact sheet called Tips for Collecting Weed Seeds that can be downloaded from their website. The weather outlook was presented by MSU's ag climatologist Jeff Andreessen. This past week was more like an early fall week than a late summer one, with temperatures 2 to 3 degrees below normal. We can expect another 125 growing degree days this coming week and a total of 600 for all of August. Much of mid-Michigan and the UP are experiencing extreme dryness according to the Quick Drought Response Index, although we are faring better in the south-central region. This coming week we'll see 1 to 2 frontal boundaries bringing potential for precipitation, but not much rainfall is likely. Only 1/4 to 3/4 of an inch are predicted from this Thursday through next Thursday, with essentially all of that coming by the end of this weekend. Labor Day is predicted to be warm and fair. Below normal temperatures are forecasted this weekend, but we'll be back to near normal by next week before dropping again. The 6 to 10 day outlook calls for cooler and wetter than normal conditions, but Jeff again predicts closer to normal or even below normal precipitation for Michigan. To sign up for the weekly email reminder for the free weekly Field Crops Virtual Breakfast Series, get a participant computer link or phone number, or to see the schedule for the season, visit the Field Crop Team's webpage on the MSU Extension website at www.canr.msu.edu/field_crops and click on the Virtual Breakfast tab at the top. If you can't make it Thursday mornings, you can view all past recordings with closed captioning on the Virtual Breakfast webpage. I'll be back next Saturday morning at the same time with a quick overview of our final Virtual Breakfast of the season, where MSU's Dennis Pennington will talk about calibrating yield monitors. If you have any crop questions throughout the season, give me a call at the Centerville Extension office.